SDPB's Keely Boltina is out next week, but this time she's not hitting the road for public broadcasting. She's on a mission, and she joins me now in the studios at the University of Sioux Falls with more. Keely, thanks for being here.
You're welcome.
All right, we have to live without you next week, which I'm not being sarcastic. I'm not being sarcastic. That is not an easy thing to do. So it better be for a good reason. Where are you headed?
It is. I am part of a group from different Sioux Falls businesses that is heading to Guatemala, working with Hope Haven International. So we're going to be focusing primarily on children in Guatemala, getting them seated properly in new wheelchairs, working to make sure that the straps fit, that the belts work, working one-on-one with families to help understand how to care for the child in the chair and also to care for the chair itself, keep things tight on the cobblestone streets and make sure that it works properly. And then also just spending some time with those families and connecting in that way.
All right. What do you know about Hope Haven? I have not heard of them before.
So Hope Haven, the international version that distributes wheelchairs, is an offshoot of the original Iowa company. Mm-hmm. And so they started this wheelchair service, my understanding is, in about 1994. And since then, they have shipped and taken and set up people with wheelchairs in 108 countries. So some have very few, some have hundreds that have been distributed in their countries. And then you have places like Guatemala, where they have a major presence that has, where people have received more than 18,600 wheelchairs. So part of their mission is to reach people who need help and to provide wheelchairs that are, some are made and they have specific lines that are best suited for certain environments, but they also accept wheelchair donations. We toured the shop at the state penitentiary where inmates break those wheelchairs down, refurbish them, make them like new, and then they distribute them where they're needed.
So you're bringing wheelchairs with you?
There will be, I don't know if we are, I'm not physically bringing wheelchairs with me. The things I have in my bag right now are blue, like kind of large bouncing balls that like maybe you'd play with a dog with. Apparently, the toys like that are few and far between in Guatemala, and also candy that is individually wrapped because, come on, chocolate crosses all cultures. So I'm very excited to bring those things. But actually, the difference with Hope Haven International in Guatemala is that they have a wheelchair shop there. So while some of them are shipped in giant containers from their Sioux Falls location and packaged to go to specific places, some are also worked on in those in that factory where they actually employ people with disabilities who've received wheelchairs from Hope Haven International in the past.
All right. So what do you know about some of the folks that you're going to serve? Do they have a wheelchair now? Have they never had one before? Where are you starting from?
We don't know, right? Because all of these people are going to be at different stages. Mm-hmm. So the people who coordinate this through Hope Haven International have warned us. They said, okay, you're working with kids. They're going to have traveled several hours that morning. By the time they see you, they're going to be cranky. They don't know you. And you're putting them in this wheelchair where they may not have been in a wheelchair before, and they may have been in bed because they got too big for mom and dad to carry them anymore. So maybe they haven't been out of bed literally for years in some cases. So, or maybe they've been in a wheelchair that doesn't fit them well, so they've been bent over sideways, and now you're trying to straighten them up and get them situated in a wheelchair so that their body works the way it's supposed to. That's going to hurt, and it's going to irritate them. So be prepared for them to not be really excited to do this or to not have a lot of patience, because when you've been bent over or your body has changed because you've been in bed for so long, it's not going to be a pleasant process to try to get it back up and working. But the point is to get these specifically kids into a place where they are able to function, where they are able to participate. So they say they've seen the gamut. You know, there are some kids who are in wheelchairs from when they're teeny tiny and they're able to transition to larger wheelchairs and really be part of their communities and part of the family. And there are others that have never had a wheelchair and maybe, you know, 10 or into their teenage years, and that this is a new experience for them. So we will see is the answer to your question.
Have you been to Guatemala before?
I have not.
What have you learned about the place that you're going or the country that you're going to visit that you maybe didn't know before?
Everyone has told me, everyone, when I have mentioned Guatemala, has said, don't drink the water. Yes, okay, so I will not drink the water.
Don't because have to it's call not her safe. Then you,
right, exactly. We know we will get sick. We will not drink the water. Additionally, one of the just little details we got when talking about this trip was that the per capita GDP of Guatemala is $5,000. So I guess I didn't really know what the U.S. is. I knew it was more than that, but I wasn't really sure. So there are about 13 million people in Guatemala. $5,000 per person is the amount that, you know, that country is able to turn out in product. In the U.S., because we looked it up afterwards, we have about 320 million people. And so our total output of goods by the divided by the number of people in America is more than $53,000.
Wow.
So there is, you know, an almost $50,000 difference in the amount that the country can generate per person.
Sure.
When you break it down that way. So it's a very different place. It's a very different culture. It's a very different standard of living. The difference between rich and poor is significant. So we'll see.
How do you prepare yourself? Obviously, you pack smartly, beginning with your priority of bouncy balls.
Right.
And eventually you'll get to packing the rest of it.
Mm-hmm. Sometime before 4 a.m. tomorrow.
You might want to pack some stuff for yourself.
But thank you.
How do you sort of prepare yourself mentally and emotionally for, a long distance journey? Lots of unanticipated circumstances could come up. You don't really know what you're going into, and you know it's going to be physically challenging and emotionally challenging work. How are you getting ready that way?
I think my regular day job helps me because I walk into work not always knowing what my day is going to look like. So I think I'm at an advantage because I'm constantly having to learn new things and take on new challenges. Aside from that, I think it's just an acknowledgement that I can't plan everything out. Everything's not going to be color-coded. There's going to be a language barrier because I don't speak Spanish. There are going to be challenges, and I just have to accept that that's how this is going to go. And deal with that in the process. I know, I mean, I do not just break down at a moment's notice, but I know that I'm going to be upset a few times, whether it's because, you know, kids are hurting and I can't help them, or because people there live with so little and I complain about the temperature in the house that I have that's fully insulated where I can park my car in a garage. I mean, there are just going to be those normal things that I think move human beings. But there's also time during this trip that's set aside for us to kind of just hang out with some of these families who have traveled from a while and interact with the kids and eat together. And I think that ability where it's not just, I'm flying in, let me go ahead and provide some charity to you, and then I'm going to fly out, but really know that we are here and that it doesn't really matter from where you come or what culture you are, like we're just all people. I think there's value in that. I think there's value in taking the time to recognize that. And I figure any level of good that we can do is good that wasn't done before.
All right. Don't forget to come back.
I will.
All right.
I will come back. I will return.
We need you. SDPB's Keely Boltina packing her bags for Guatemala. We eagerly await her return. Be safe. Journey well.
We will. Thank you.